One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Well, Lightning General Manager Julien Brisebois gave his post-mortem of his team on Thursday. You'll hear why he is sticking with Coach John Cooper. And the Bucks, well, they're livid about the NFL schedule that was handed to them this week and have some good reason to be. And are the Rays truly the best team in baseball? I know they have the best record. Are they the best overall? We'll ask Chris Torello, the host of Spectrum Sports 360 on Bay News 9, one of the bright young sports reporters in our market, and a man of many voices. We've got all that and more on this edition of Sports Day Tampa Bay. I'm Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times, along with producer Steve Versnick. Hey, if you'd like to sponsor a portion of this podcast, we've got lots of new ways you can do that. Our advertisers are showing great success, and you will too. So for information, all you have to do is this. Reach out to us on Twitter at Sports Day TB. You can reach me on Twitter at NFL Stroud, or my email address is rstroud@tampabay.com. We would love to have you be part of our team. All right, Chris Torello joins us now, and I'm excited about having you, Chris, because, of course, I know you from Spectrum and all of that, and seeing you guys over there when I do the TV thing, and then you're kind of everywhere in the community, and people know you from Channel 9 and all that. But it's great to have you on the podcast, and the two of us, the one thing I don't like about this interview is that you do a much better Chris Berman than me, and I pride myself on Berman, so there's that, but you also do some other guys. But that's not why I had you. I had you because you've worked in sports in this community. You have some, I'm sure, some good takes on what is going on with the Bucks, the Rays, the Lightning, etc. Let's start with the Lightning, because Julien Brisebois, just as we're doing this podcast, taping this, had his sort of post-mortem, I guess, press conference, you would say. And it is a postmortem, folks. There is a toe tag on the Lightning season right now. But, you know, what he said about John Cooper, I know there's been a lot of speculation. Clearly they signed him to an extension before the playoffs. Then they lose in four games to Columbus. And there's a lot of talk about whether, you know, Cooper can get this team to the Stanley Cup and win it. Mm-hmm. But I was stunned a little bit by Brisebois just sort of defiantly saying that had he not signed him to an extension before the playoffs, he would do so now. Did that surprise you at all, or is that just how resolute they are behind John Cooper?
Well, what surprises me is that the man doesn't own a suit jacket. I mean, he comes out in the white shirt, and it's like he's like, you ever seen what's that movie, Tommy Boy with Callahan Auto, and it's like Dan Aykroyd's character with Selinsky. He's like, Selinsky, I sell an American-made car for the American-made man, and he like unloosens his tie and stuff, and I'm like, I'm just waiting for him to do a commercial, to be honest with you.
But, it's so true.
No, I mean, I think Julien's a very good hockey man. I think he knows what he's talking about. But what was really funny to me, Rick, was he goes on kind of a little bit of a tangent where he goes, listen, Florida Panthers just hired Joel Quenneville. Alain Vigneault's been hired by the Flyers. He mentions those two guys and then like two other names, Rick. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, you had a short list. You had a short list, buddy.
That's right.
You already had, like, let me tell you something, people. If you think that, like, at Duke, Mike Krzyzewski, as great a coach as he is, if you don't think the Duke athletic director has a list of coaches he's ready to call if something happens tomorrow with Coach K, you're crazy.
To.
Same thing with Jason Light in the Bucks. Now, at Alabama, Nick Saban has a list of athletic directors, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But
it works the other way, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's the way I want it, and that's the way it's going to be, all right? So, but I think that's kind of the premise, is that you have Julien Brisebois, who had a short list. The problem is he had already committed to John Cooper. I'm fine with him committing to John Cooper. Listen, if you're going to ride into town on the horse, you might as well leave town on the same horse.
Good point.
But these two are officially glued together, and whatever success they have from here on out, I mean, I think we all agree Steve Yzerman would have left John Cooper on the runway. He would have left him like Lane Kiffin or something on the tarmac. So I just think that's kind of where he's kind of like saying, listen, this is the guy I chose, and I'm not going to waver from that. And I give him credit, because it takes a lot to stand up there and say, hey, this is the guy I would have paid even after a disaster. So I give him a little bit of credit for that. But you know what? They need to have some changes, but I'm okay if it's not the guy on the bench.
Are you? Okay. Well, let's talk about that, because Iserman did have a chance to hire a couple coaches, the last of which was Cooper. You know, he did fire one himself, so maybe this will be the first for Breezebois. But you know, what people always pick up on is that, you know, as long as you're winning and they won 62 games and, you know, you're not a yeller and a screamer and you sit there and chew the gum, then you're sort of cerebral and your team's in control and, you know, look how poised you are and how poised the team is. As soon as you start losing, now you have no fire, right? I think what the only thing that changes is whether you win or you lose. But he's lost in the playoffs, not right away. I mean, they made it to the Eastern Conference Final and needed just one more game to go to the Stanley Cup, and he's been to a Stanley Cup, but he hasn't gotten across the finish line. So if you're not going to change the coach, then I suppose that means that you're going to have to structurally do something different, or are you just chalking it up to, well, this wasn't our year? I mean, I don't know how you can look at this season – as great as it was in the regular season, and not every time it's thought about, it's going to be thought about for its failure, not for its success.
Oh yeah, 62 wins, you don't even look at anymore. I mean, that didn't even happen as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's remarkable, but I'll tell you what, changes are coming. Breezebois said as much. He even said that, you know, listen, I'm not going to just blow this thing up. We have really good coaches, really good players. Why would I ruin a lot of good just for an unfortunate, you know, four-game stretch, basically. And I agree with him, but I do think you're going to see trades. I do think you're going to see guys who maybe would have been re-signed not get re-signed. You know, you have to pay Braden Point. He needs money. He's making, what, $600,000-$700,000? There's no way you're not paying that guy. All right. And then I think a guy like JT Miller, who does not have a no-trade clause. Tyler Johnson does. Same with Alex Killorn. Those guys are both making money they shouldn't be making. Alex went to Harvard, so he gets a bump. But I think, you know, when you look at all of these names, it's like, wait, JT Miller's making how much? Tyler Johnson's making what? I think there's a problem there. So I think JT, who was signed, I believe, last offseason, because he came in on a trade last February. So I think he's gone. I think he's one of those prime candidates. But they're going to have to do something. You're not going to get a Jonathan Drouin type of deal back, but you're not trading Stamkos. He's one of the best players on the planet. He is the captain. Whether you like him as a vocal leader, he's not. But you're going to have to trade some of those role guys. And then, I'm sorry to say this, a guy like Ryan Callahan, he's not going to be here. He's a buyout candidate. You know, Strawman's the same way. He proved he's not healthy. I think Girardi isn't going to be back. I think a guy like Coburn could be back if he's, you know, if the money is right, but they need to go out. Cal Foote's going to be up next year, but they need to go out and find another guy who I couldn't care less. They need to find Jim Leyritz. I don't care what he does from April through September. I need to find a guy who just shows up in the playoffs. Bob Costas. Right. I'll never forget it. Bob Costas. You know, I mean, I wax poetic. Like, I can't do a Bob Costas. That's the best I can do.
That's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but I remember it was game four of the 99 World Series, and he was calling the game, and Leyritz steps up. The game's already out of hand. The Yankees are going to sweep the Braves. And Leyritz comes up and just belts one to left center. And he's rounding third, and Bob Costas goes, you know, you could send this guy to a resort for the whole spring and summer as long as he came back in October. And that's exactly what I need. I need a Wayne Simmons. I need a guy who knows what the hell's going on. Not game 1 through 82. Give me game 83 through 100. Those are the guys I need. You know, I mean, would Erik Karlsson come here if you can clear enough money? Maybe. But those are the guys you need. It's no longer about 1 through 82. It's about the rest of the way. It's once you get to April 10th. I don't care about anything before that.
Well, and you raised a tremendous point about that. I think they do need a guy that can do it in the postseason. But why hasn't, you know, when you talk about Steven Stamkos, who had arguably one of his best years of his career, Nikita Kucherov, maybe an MVP, how come these guys aren't showing up more regularly in the postseason?
I think teams are focusing on them. You know, I mean, every time.
Okay, well, they focus on Ovechkin. They focus on Sid Crosby. I mean,
Exactly. Yeah. I know. No, I agree with you. But the problem is like, I hate to kind of say this, but because I like Steven Stamkos, but what is he except for that slap shot on a power play? He makes a couple nice moves. He scores that goal in game four there. But, you know, he's like sitting there waiting for that slap shot. And the problem is a Columbus defender, you know, in the past, it was a Washington defender. They're not afraid. They're like, hey, if I can get my hands on the cup and be remembered for one slap shot that I stopped, I'll be forever a part of Stanley Cup lore. And I think the problem is you can't just have it set where it's like every time we go on the power play, Nikita's going to pass the puck to Steven and Steven's going to put the puck in the net. That doesn't always happen. You need guys who can step up. I think Anthony Cirelli is going to be so important moving forward. I like a guy like Adam Ernie if he's around, you know. So I think you need to – it can't just be numbers, you know, 86 and 91 doing all the work. It can't just be Braden Point doing all the work. The guys are going to get paid. They're wonderful. They're going to get you to the playoffs. They're going to get you the number one spot. I need the role players who can score the shorthanded goals. You know, I need Alex Killorn to get, you know, he who has 21 playoff goals. I need him to step up. I need Tyler Johnson to step up. That third and fourth line has actually been really good in the past couple of playoffs. So those are where you need to, you know, have those guys earn their money, you know, because the superstars are going to be there, but it's a lot like baseball, Rick. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton doesn't hit home runs in the postseason. Alex Rodriguez didn't hit home runs. You might get one great run in any one of those superstars, and you'll take the great run because it could mean winning the championship. You know, unfortunately, right now, they just haven't had that great run. Kucherov was great back in, what, the 2015 season, but I mean, playoffs, excuse me. But other than that, right now, you just need to find some spark, some something, and it'll click for everybody. And once they get going, I think the Bolts could run through a one of these playoffs where they don't get touched. You know, it's just we thought it was going to be this year, and it just didn't happen.
Are you saying they need someone like a Derek Jeter, Mike?
Well, Liam, listen. Nobody's Derek Jeter, okay? When Derek Jeter is Derek – by the way, this is the fan here, by the way. WFAN will take your calls. This is – you know, and we're not doing hockey today. We're not doing hockey. You know, guys call up, you know, hey, Mike, you want to talk about the Devils getting the one pick? We're not doing that right now, okay? It's 5 months until Kentucky Derby. We're going to talk about the Derby, okay? That's all I want to talk about, okay? Anyways, to answer your question, what's your name, Tom, Rick, whatever? Here's the point I'm making. When Derek Jeter is Derek Jeter, he's Mickey Mantle. Okay? And that's the point I'm making. That's it. That's the calls back after this. So
that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Better than Mike, because as we know, Mike's a little checked out right now. He's not exactly sure what's going on. But
but you can get on my app in 5 minutes. I got an app. You should get on the app. It's a new technology. It's this thing on your phone called an app. It's like an appetizer, except it's an app. And you just like, you know, like my, that's what it is. So you'll call me and I'll answer and we'll talk, you know, on the app. That's what it is. Yeah, it's an app. I'm going to take a nap on the app. So
I was going to say, nap is something he's familiar with. I don't know if he's familiar with app. Fantastic stuff. Chris Torello, who does, let's
go to the new sombrero. We're talking a little, and the box. Got the fifth overall pick. Talking to your defensive line, Gerald McCoy. What's going on? You got Levante David, but they do have Mike linebacker with.
Oh my God!
What do you think? What are they going to do with the draft?
I mean,
let's talk about the latest development, which is the NFL hates Tampa Bay and their football team. How else would you put out a schedule where from September 22nd to like November 10th, the team does not play a game in Raymond James Stadium?
Well, I mean, first off, let's talk about how they hate me being on draft coverage. I'm not even on the draft anymore. That's a problem.
But I think the thing is like,
man, I used to do that draft. You know what I mean? And then I thought,
yeah, I used to sit there with my good friend, you know, Tom Jackson. We've been doing this 37 years. I think the thing is like, do the Bucks deserve it though? You know, like, I mean, I get Bruce Arians.
Maybe.
And I get that, but I'm just saying, like, they had that chance a couple of years ago, right? They they got that Dallas game late in the season. They got a couple things late in the season.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. I just don't listen. I don't think they've earned anything, but my God, you're telling them you can't really be home for what, 7 weeks? That's a long time.
It is.
That's a long time, man. I don't know. But that's listen, if I'm the Bucks, I don't care where I'm playing. We have to win. They have to, if they can start 2-0 somehow with that little stretch there, the 8th and the 12th of September, it'll be huge. That's what they need. They need to get off to that quick start.
Well, but we said it last year, and you know, Fitzmagic navigated the first three gauntlet of the season and was 2-1, and didn't matter. They ended up 3-6 anyway. So their slow starts have gotten them. But if I'm Bruce Arians, and of course, you know, he doesn't buy green bananas right now, Chris. I mean, he is 66 years old, so you know he needs to win right away. He's not going to say it, or maybe he will next Tuesday. But the people at One Buck Place, I can tell you, they are. I don't know, livid perhaps would be the right term. I mean, they knew that they had a lot of air miles anyway because they're going to Seattle and the Rams. They just didn't know they were going to have to do that and London all in within 6 weeks.
So wait a second. So you mean to tell me that Jason Light, who goes up there and says, we got the guy we wanted, he's not going to stand up there and say, we got the schedule we wanted. That's the one we wanted.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
That's the one. Hey, can we keep it? Can we keep the draft questions, please? It's like, you know, like
exactly.
Sorry, yeah. You know, I countered that the other day though. After we came out of sound of him talking about McCoy, I said, "Well, it was a draft question because you're probably trading him for draft picks." So it's a draft question.
You know? Absolutely,
but, hey guys, we're all friends here. We're all friends here at Advent Health Training Center. So I get it. You know, you're upset, but at the same time, it's like. Exactly. That's exactly right. I agree with you. Yep. So
let me ask you this. Are you like-minded that you think, I mean, McCoy's days are done in Tampa, right? I mean, he's for whatever reason, they're holding on to him. Maybe they get, you know, a ham sandwich or whatever that they move up a few spots in the draft. There's no way Joe McCoy walks back in that building.
I mean, you know, I don't think he does. I think he's upset, right? I mean, you have to
he
think
is.
That.
He's upset. Look, yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, you know better
prideful
than anybody.
Guy.
You're the insider. You know every. You know they're good. You know more about this team than the team does itself. That's right. But I think if it was just pride. You know, think about your own job. I mean, like, you're being told, oh, no, we really like you 1 month. And then the next month you hear from your colleague while you're getting a drink of water. Oh, yeah, I just heard from the boss that, you know, you're not what you used to be when it comes to selling cars. You know, it's like,
right,
oh,
right.
Boy, why do I want to work here? You know, I can go down the street, you know. So I think, you know, but, you know, I think Gerald's a great guy. And he's been so much to this community. You know, our friend Catherine Smith has done great stories on him donating glasses to a kid. And so, I mean, I feel bad, but I think he deserves a chance to go to the playoffs. And can we be honest? Yeah. I know Bucks fans are really high right now about this team, but are they really a playoff contender right now? I mean, I don't mean to. Maybe they get to 8-8 and we celebrate like it's a playoff, but I think he's better off going to. You know, get them to New England, go somewhere else, you know, and Light's got ties to some of these places that could make a run. And Gerald McCoy deserves a chance to play in the playoffs. He's a great guy, hard worker, never says boo about anybody. He deserves his chance. So for his sake, I hope he is moved for his sake.
Yeah. And I think they'll either move or cut him, but I think they'd like to control perhaps to some degree where he goes, maybe to the AFC as opposed to the NFC South. If he walks in New Orleans or Atlanta, they probably wouldn't want to see that. So maybe that's part of this too, but we'll know soon enough because the draft is just around the corner. Speaking of which, you watch a lot of college football, of course, with the exception of UCF. You know nothing about the Knights.
They're national champs, baby. They're national champs. Just put that. You know what, dude? When USF won the CBI, I wanted nothing more than for their athletic director, Michael Kelly. To just take the camera phone, look into the camera, and start to say it, and then say, nah, and then just walk away. I would have given up my paycheck for that. You know, like that's those are the moments.
Or hold up a license. Hold up a license plate. Hold up a license plate, and then just flip it over, and then nothing's
on it. Exactly. Yeah. You know what? Hey, you had Rick Scott sign something into law for the state. Well, he's in Washington, baby, and we're getting a national day for this. You know,
that's right.
Like you know, you know. So,
but you watch a lot of college football. We know you don't watch UCF, which is an inside joke for all you UCF fans out there. But you can follow Chris on Twitter, by the way, which is a great follow. But because of that, you think Kyler Murray is a bona fide number one overall pick? And I know with Kingsbury's history with him, perhaps that's the way they go. Or are we going to pull back the curtain and go, yeah, they were never really going to take him number one?
I think they are taking him one. I think it's you know what? I think they've, you know, Rick, I know we've talked and I know I've talked with other people. It just seems like it's a done deal. I think you're sitting there. And first off, he's very athletic. And hey, did you know he played baseball? He was going to play baseball. So, I mean, you know, that story's been beaten 1,000 times. But I think for him, you know, for anyone who doesn't think he's good, like everyone's still like, oh, he may not play. He may be still a baseball guy. Like, no. This isn't, you know, anything about it. This guy got a taste of the spotlight. This guy knows what he can do with a football in his hands. And I think he really is kind of, he's got some Russell Wilson to him. Like, I like his confidence. I like the way he stands. I think he does a pretty good job in the pocket. I think his pro day showed you that he's got a good arm and that he really does have that ability to see over the line there. And I think he'll do a fine job. And he's built. I actually think he's really strong. So I think he's going to be a really good pick. The problem is as you probably know, is sometimes just because you're really good and athletic, that's the rest of the NFL. And if you don't end up in the perfect situation at the perfect time, you're about as likely to succeed as Tim Couch with the Browns. So, I mean, that's pretty much what I see. Are you walking into a dumpster fire? You know, because I remember Lewis Riddick on ESPN saying last year when the job was open for Arizona, and I think Steve Wilkes ended up getting it, and it was – I think he said he heard from like four or five guys who said they would not touch that job with a 10-foot pole. And so that speaks volumes to the organization and the structure. And I think whether you're the head coach or the quarterback, it's not a great place right now out in Arizona. Maybe Kyler Murray can change that, but I think he is going number one.
Tell you what, man, you mentioned baseball, man. I need Barry Bonds. You know, if he's going to play, he's got to hit home runs, man. Kyler Murray, this guy, I think he shuts, the light goes off before he hits the bed. You know what I mean? He's a switch. This guy need Mariano Rivera, man. I need a guy that's a closer. You a closer? You finish games? You know what I mean? Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if, you know, John's going to get him at four if he doesn't go at one.
Oh,
so we'll
my.
See what
there,
happens there.
Man, I'm chomping at the bit, man. Chomping at the bit to get my boy Kyler Murray. But see, I don't even do close to the Gruden you do, you're right. But you mentioned on our show the other night, Spectrum Sports 360 every night at 10:30. You mentioned that what if two quarterbacks go and, you know, are sitting there, you know, what if they go, what if Dwayne Haskins, someone falls in love with him or whatever, what happens if two quarterbacks go ahead and the Bucs are sitting there at five? Last year, you and I both agreed Mr. Polk County himself, Derwin James, should still be a Buck right now. I mean, I'm still upset about that. You know, as a journalist, as a fan, as a man, I'm upset, but I think, you know, they can't screw up the fifth pick, right? I mean, if they don't trade the pick, take the guy you want at five. For the love of God, do not outthink yourself. You're not smart enough to outthink yourself. Oh my God. When I played football, my coach used to say, you're too stupid to think. Like, just do it. Just take the guy you want.
Yeah, no, if they're lucky enough to see two quarterbacks go, then you're right. They can't screw it up. It's idiot-proof, as we say. But the quarterback that might go, maybe even before Haskins, if we're talking about somebody other than Kyler Murray, might be Drew Lock. You know, maybe Denver.
I don't understand that. Somebody. I don't.
You're not a Drew Lock guy?
No, he's like Blaine Gabbert, only worse. It's
really?
Like, what are we doing here? I don't like him. I don't.
I'm sorry. Quick release. He played 4 years in Missouri. He came into the swamp and won. Yeah.
So
I like the four-year quarterbacks, man.
Johnny Manziel beat Alabama.
Well, that's a good
point. What does that mean?
Johnny Manziel.
You know,
you're saying this guy drinks a lot?
I mean, John, John Manziel. I'm sorry. It's John. Okay. Yeah, I'm reinventing myself. Yeah. Go north of the border. You can reinvent yourself. Check out this hoser over here. How you doing? We got a longer field. You want to come play for us? So, but everybody can't wait to play for us.
All right. So the quarterbacks in your mind are going to be Murray and then maybe Haskins, right? Off the board, that's the order? Is that the order off?
They have to, right? It has to. But I think you're right. I think Locke has impressed a lot of people. So so we'll see. I mean, I think there's a lot of room to improve. I mean, like, could the Giants use that 17th pick to jump up with a second round or a third round and say, hey, like, we'll come back up a little bit? I don't think they're taking somebody at six, though. But I think somebody is going to jump up to take a Haskins. But then the Giants could jump up and say, oh, wow, if someone's taking this guy, maybe Daniel Jones is going, you know, or maybe Will Greer isn't going to be there. Or maybe maybe they like Drew Lock. You know, it's really tough to tell because everybody brings in those 30 guys. And then it's like, okay, well, obviously they're not taking this guy because he's going number one, but they still meet with him. So I think it's going to be interesting to see. But like, you remember Mitch Trubisky a couple of years ago, Rick? I mean, that shocked everybody. That was just out of left field. You know, I don't think people were able to tweet out that pick before it actually went on the air. So that was one of those last true surprises that we've had. So we'll see. Quarterbacks will go.
Not a lock to go in the first round. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's wind up with this one because this is sort of my dream to be on with you because we can do these voices and have fun but talk sports. I wanted to ask you about the Rays. What are we seeing? Is this sustainable? Pitching and defense should not go into a big slump. But the surprising thing is they have this this metric where every ball they seem to hit is over 100 miles an hour, which is interesting. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but are we watching – truly they have the best record in baseball. Are we watching one of the best teams in baseball this year?
Oh, you're watching the best team in baseball, and I don't think it's going to change. I was talking with somebody about this. I think so. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you've got really good pitching. You know, and here's the thing. And every last year they had the heartbreak of where guys were getting hurt left and right. I mean, Honeywell goes down in spring training. Sure. De Leon is hurt. You know, you bring in Banda, you know, and he gets hurt. So, I mean, these guys are getting healthy. Honeywell could be here and just add to their success in the rotation. And if guys are healthy and if Kiermaier doesn't get hurt when he wakes up, you know, things, it's the
changing
truth.
A diaper. You could change a diaper and something could happen, right?
I mean, you're not prepared. You know, it's like Property Brothers, you know, Snell is going, it just doesn't look good over here anymore. Brett goes on the foot. He's gone for a week. What are you going to do? You know, I mean, it's the truth. You know, I mean, their bad luck is Blake Snell misses a start because his fourth toe is hurt. If that's the luck, the bad luck, they're okay.
Wait,
seriously?
How did that happen? Now, seriously, there are certain things that guys come up with and how they got injured, okay? And I don't know Blake Snell well enough to think that he wouldn't do anything but tell the truth.
Yeah,
all I know
is
he's a Boy Scout. Yeah. Having said that, does it seem odd that you would move furniture coming out of the shower while you're wet with something like that's made of something heavy enough to break your toe? That I'm still trying to picture that in my – well, I don't want to picture that in my mind, actually.
No, it's okay. But, I get you.
But nonetheless.
No, but I think – well, listen, we're all creative at different times. I mean, you know, I think for me it's, you know, I mean, I'm not exactly in the shower thinking to myself, man, you know, I could really, really, you know, paint the exterior to the house, you know. I'm not – you know, that's not where I do my thinking, you know. Sometimes it's car, you know. But it's like, you know, listen, we all come up with ideas and, you know, it's like if you're walking by something and you go, man, this looks a little crooked, you know, you want to fix it, you know. So I guess in his mind, you know, Mr. 25-year-old, $50 million, hey, I got to fix this, you know, like, you know. Why have somebody come and fix it for you? So, but hey, you know, whatever. So, that's the type of luck they're having. So they're going to be okay. And Mike Zunino is a great ad. He said he's having more fun playing for them than he's ever had playing baseball. I think the Yandy Diaz, my God. I mean, you know, Jake Bowers, that was a brilliant trade. No one thought that was going to work out, you know? And I mean, if Joey Wendell comes back this weekend and he's okay. So all the right things are falling in place for them. And I'll tell you what, you got the Red Sox coming in for the weekend. I mean, this is really like like, okay, you know what, Red Sox, we're going to take 2 or 3 from you, and we're going to make sure that you know that we're for real this year. And I think this is a perfect weekend for the Rays to be, you know, playing all these bad teams. Now they get the Red Sox. I don't care if they're not playing well. Go and win 2 out of 3 and show me something.
Already,
yeah,
they're already burying them substantially in the standings. And while you don't win it in April, if you're the Red Sox, you're digging the hole that the Rays did a year ago. Although I do want to, you know, this isn't Mike Francesa. This is not Francesa. Mm-hmm. This is not the Red Sox Yankees. I mean, the Red Sox Yankees.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, you got a problem with them playing a 5-hour game? Get lost. All right. They can play five. They could play a 10-hour game reading the phone book, and it would be exciting. Okay. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways. So, yeah.
Terrific. He is Chris Torello. He knows sports. You can see him, of course, on Spectrum 360, Channel 9 on your dial. And really, as you just heard, a knowledgeable guy and a fun guy to have on. Thanks, Chris. We have to do this more regularly, which is more than once.
You call and I'll pick up the phone. You know, as they said, stand by me and I'll be there for you. Pretty much.
Right, buddy. Take care. We'll see you.
See ya.
Big weekend series coming up. Of course, it will be the Rays and the Red Sox as they try to get a little more separation over the defending World Series champions. And by the time we talk on Monday, we'll be just 4 days away from the NFL draft. Imagine that. The Bucs, of course, with that number 5 overall pick. You can follow all our coverage all through the week and the weekend, of course, on TampaBay.com. And, hey, if you'd like to sponsor a portion of this podcast, remember you can do that. We got lots of new ways for you to make that work. So just for information, contact us on Twitter at SportsDayTV, or you can reach me on Twitter at NFL Stroud, or my email address is rstroud@tampabay.com. For Steve Versnick, I'm Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.